Welcome to Ladies with Gumption, episode 212. Thanks for the impossible. I am May, and I'm here with
Tatiana
and Jessica.
We recap DCTV in a flash, except after this episode, we'll recap other things that are not the flash because the flash is over. And this is the final episode where we will be talking about the show in an episodic format. You can typically find us over on Twitter at DCTV Gumption. Send us your thoughts by email to ladieswgumption@gmail.com. Send us your asks to ladieswgumption.tumblr.com. You can listen to all of our previous podcasts, all 211 of them, over on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We still do have our Patreon, so we thank you so much if you have been supporting us. You can listen to us talk about anything and everything there, including You, Season 4. We've done The Witcher. We've done Marvel TV shows and movies. And we've done The Last of Us. So pretty much anything that you would like us to cover or that we are interested in covering, you can listen to over there. And that is patreon.com/DCTVGumption. We do not have any news. We're probably going to discuss some of the interviews that came out maybe after we discuss the episode itself, but we will give you our joys, our no joys, our your feedback, and our Lady with Gumption of the Week for The Flash, the finale. And to take us away on this journey into the impossible is Jessica.
To understand what I'm about to tell you, you need to do something first. You need to believe in the impossible. The Flash, which debuted in 2014 and went on for 9 seasons, has finally reached the end of its race. In the series finale, Eddie Thawne has accepted the role of Negative Speed Force Avatar and pulls out all of Barry's greatest speedster villain hits out of the timeline. So that's Zoom, Godspeed, Savitar, and Reverse Flash to make a super speedster team up that will end Barry for good. Then Eddie intercepts Barry and Iris, who is due, conveniently, to give birth at the end of the show's hour. Says she has an hour, and we have all hour for this episode, at the hospital to challenge Barry to a duel to the death, so he can take his life back and be the hero of the story. The Flash gathers his team, including his daughter Nora, to save the timeline and save existence. Good and evil meet for an epic street fight, which really just turns into kind of like the Power Rangers. Like, it's high budget, but it's low budget, you know, after school fight. With so-called powerful speedsters being taken down individually by a light bright, a tree hugger, and her vanilla ice BFF, and the worst mother of the year. These villains should be embarrassed at how quickly they were defeated. Eddie makes use of them anyway by absorbing all of their speed to the point of dangerously overloading. His speed is taken from him temporarily by Jay. He goes to the Negative Speed Force to get more. Hyun convinces Barry that, you know, instead of it being a hopeless, you know, battle, constant cycle of violence, to change Eddie's mind with a little positive thinking. So Barry goes to the Negative Speed Force to convince Eddie. He's like, don't kill yourself, you're so sexy, huh? And then Eddie is compelled by the power of Iris' memories to be like, you know what? Yeah. And then all is well that ends well. Barry makes it back just in time to watch his daughter be born. Baby Nora is in the world now, and adult Nora is also enjoying seeing herself as a baby. You get scenes with Joe and Iris, with Joe singing Baby Nora a little lullaby. We get updates on Chester, who initially started out his run on the Flash as a black hole, almost died this episode, and then something changed in his molecular chemistry so that now he probably is black hole again or can use some powers, whatever. I was not paying attention.
He's a chunk.
He is a chunk, a chunkster. And they have a celebratory party for Norris coming home, which Joe decides to hijack by trying to convince everybody that Cecile is marriage material. To her, I'm not supposed to be their happy ending. And then I believe it ends with, you know, Barry and Iris watching their daughter, Barry finally getting to hold his child like he always wanted to, and giving her a bedtime story and telling her, you know, basically good will always win. And I think it ends with him running off into the sunset for new adventures of the Flash. This episode was written by Eric Wallace and Sam Charlson, directed by Vanessa Paris. This is the last time we're going to do this. So what are your overall feelings about the show ending? Let's go there first.
Ooh, overall, just about the fact that the show's ending? I mean, I feel like it needed to end. And I feel like if it hadn't known it was going to end, it may very well not have made it to the next season because of the CW situation. So it really was the best time for it to end. And now that we know that Grant and Candace both wanted out, like, thank God that it is ending with them leaving rather than continuing on without them. Because God forbid we would have had to continue watching out of some sense of obligation without them being on it.
Yeah. I feel relief that it's over just because it hasn't been the show that it's been used to be for a while now. And even though it's still, like, it was still always my comfort show, I'm glad that we reached the end in a way that the leads wanted it to be. Like, they stayed until the very end, which means we stayed till the very end. So I'm happy it's over, and I'm glad that we can kind of, like, put the show in our rearview mirror and hopefully one day look at these last couple of seasons and not necessarily, like, be so about it.
Yeah, I think I agree that it's, like, a relief. And I think in the same way that Grant and Candace had both said that they were kind of ready to graduate from The Flash, I feel like we were also ready to graduate from the show as well. So it is nice that we were able to graduate together, and that the show was not going to go on without them. I do agree that it's a little bittersweet because if certain choices weren't made and certain characters' storylines weren't pushed to the front and other elements of the show stripped out of it, you know, it could have gone on. I feel like, you know, I guess like Smallville is still the longest running show with like 10 seasons. It would have been cool to get to season 10. And I think Flash could have done it to a season 10, but not with Eric Wallace. Which is hard. Like, could you, like, who would have gotten him there? But we hate all those showrunners. I guess maybe Todd, but Todd.
I mean, it's sad to say that Todd, who we didn't, we also had our issues with, was just like,
yeah, but he was
not you back.
Yeah, he was the best one. Let's just accept it.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Okay, so specifically about this was a 4-part series finale, and this was the final part of 4. What sparked joy to you about the conclusion of the 4-parter and of the show?
Okay, so I am glad that we did get to see the birth of Nora. Like, I did think that was really nice to get to see that and Barry being there with Iris for it, the little montage of West Allen moments, Joe singing to his granddaughter, remembering that he has a family, and, you know, being proud of his daughter, whatever, showing love to that part, that aspect of the show that has definitely fallen by the wayside in recent years. So that was really nice. I even liked the little moments of everyone in the waiting room, you know, like waiting for Iris or just talking to each other, whatever. So that was like the nice sense of partnership, extended family, whatever you want to call it. All of that was good. The scene of, like, Eddie bringing Iris the flowers and the blue roses and Barry being like, don't touch her, was funny. I enjoyed that. I love that Iris can just, you know, bring all the boys. Her milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, even when she's literally about to push Nora out. It was excellent. what else? I am not a hater. And once upon a time, I liked Josiel. And so the Joe proposing to Cecile and her putting down the little pillow for his knee and then being like, finally, right, was cute. I like that. That was adorable. If only they had just, you know, done that the whole time and not whatever the fuck they're doing with Cecile for the last three seasons. But anyway, what else? I guess I'm glad that, like, I think before this episode, I was like, okay, the purpose of Keown must be either she's going to be the Deus Ex Machina in the finale, or, like, what was the point? So, like, it turns out there was no point, but at least she didn't have, like, an overpowered, like, final boss battle. She just was, like, part of one of the battles. I was like, okay, that's fine.
I forgot to mention that she left and Kaelin was magically back.
Yes. I mean, I'm also glad, like, again, even though it's, like, a really, like, minor, like, it's barely even a joy, but, like, thank God they brought Kaelin back since Keown was so worthless. Like, there was no point to Keown, so thankfully we did end with Kaelin back. And Barry did have that moment of being like, oh, sorry that I, like, destroyed your room or whatever the fuck. The last time that we spoke, and Kaelin's like, well, you were right. And, you know, being, you know, hanging out in Keown corner for the last 9 months made me realize that I guess I shouldn't bring Frost back. Okay, bye. That was fine. What else brought joy? Oh, I love that the voiceover ended up being to Nora. That was really sweet. That he's, like, talking to Nora, like, telling the story of the Flash, and, like, Iris is there, like, also, listening, was cute. And then the concept of giving, like, sharing his powers with, worthy, individuals who will carry on the legacy and thus create the Flash family somewhere in the future that we cannot witness with our eyeballs. I like that idea. More will be said about that at a later point in the second half of this conversation, but I like that as a concept. Also, I like the concept of bringing villains together for the final showdown, right? And, like, kind of reflecting on previous seasons of the Flash with that. Getting to see both, like, even though it's just, like, weird, random AU Shimmer Wells, Timeless Wells, I don't know what the fuck he is, whatever Wells that was, it was cool to see Tom Cavanaugh as a Wells in the finale, as well as a Reverse Flash, as, you know, Eobard. Love that he kept talking about Eddie like Eddie was worth a piece of trash, and Eddie was just like, yes. That is my.
You call him like the most pathetic.
Yes.
Okay. He's like the dumbest branch on my family.
Dumbest branch on the tree.
That was pretty funny. I did love all of Sing's little moments. I love that Sing was there. Period. That he, like, handed the ring over to Joe or whatever it was. Because he's, like, an extended part of the family too. So love that. Kramer also got a couple moments. You go, Kramer. Even though, you know, it should have been her receiving that ring at the end, but that's all right. It's all right.
You know what? We still have 2049, since he only visits twice a year. I mean, you can fill in the gaps.
He totally loves them. It's fine. Don't worry about it. I think is that pretty much it? Like, the part where, like, Allegra did her little rainbow burst looked good. I was like, okay. Apparently she's supposed to call wavelength. We didn't get that, but I understood it telepathically when she rainbow bursted. So there you go. That's I'm trying to think, what else can I say? I mean, I do think that Grant and Candace gave excellent performances. So thank you for giving it your all in the final episode. Jesse also holding down the fort. Thank you, everyone. And
for your service, thank you. We appreciate
exactly. Thank you for your service. For giving us HBO quality on CW budget. And that's all I got. All right.
Well, I mean, that's a good amount. I think those are, like, my generally the same. I really enjoyed the brief speedster showdown of egos in the West House. Like, what was his advice? Like, Reverse Flash, he's like, don't wear white after Labor Day or something stupid. So it was nice, like, to see him especially kind of, like, talking down to all the other speeches, because he's like, isn't this redundant? Like, I'm the OG, I should be here, but everybody else should not be. So all of that was really fun. And I liked Eddie and Barry's fight, like the final one where he's, like, beating the shit out of him at the loft, only for him to be like, you know what, I hope that Iris is happy, and please tell her that after all that I tried to do. And for Eddie just having, like, the audacity to come to Iris's hospital room after having already been rejected by future Iris, as she's trying to give birth, to just like show up and be like, no, I'm just giving you flowers. I just want to end your legacy, Barry. And I'm like, well, if you kill Barry, how are you ending his legacy if Nora's about to be born? But okay. what else? I really, really love the birth scene. I think it's the only scene in the entire episode that actually made me very emotional. Watching it and like the slow-mo and Candace and Grant's performances were really great. And just like seeing Nora and them being together in that moment was very heartwarming. And, you know, there were some watery eyes in the house. Because I feel like we've been working towards this moment for so long, and this is what Barry specifically always wanted, since like the pilot, like, I want to be married to Iris, I want to, you know, have a family and things like that. So it's nice to finally see their dreams finally like coming true and getting that happy ending, because it was actually earned, and pays off like a 9-season story, which was really nice. Nora holding baby Nora was super cute, especially like the line where she's like, if you thought my birth was like insane, wait till Bart's due date. And they're like, oh, fun. I really liked Joe singing to Nora. That was really beautiful, as well as like having the West Allen kind of montage play over that, as if like Iris remembering all that they've been through and where they are now. That was really nice. The party at the end, just like Barry and I were showing off Nora to everybody and everybody kind of being there, even like Iris's employees. I was like, oh, look, they left the office. How nice of them. Kramer and Singh working together, because I feel like that was a duo we were sort of robbed of in general. What else? All just like the character moments, especially, you know, the fight scenes were there, whatever, but it's like the character moments with Joe, Iris, and Barry that were really the most touching and the ones you really felt like, okay, like it's the end of the show with them specifically, that we didn't really get for any other character. So with that, like the emotional payoff for their storylines was really great.
Yeah, I would say that my favorite parts were the character moments, specifically the second half of the episode. But the first half, that, you know, first or second scene where all of the speedsters wind up at the Evil West house and they're all like confused and egos are running like unchecked, like, I'm the fastest man alive. I'm gonna kill you before you kill me. And, you know, and then just Dawn being like, all of you are dumb. I think that as much as we nag on like having Kavanaugh back as Thawne so many times when Matt is right there, I think this was one time where I really liked that it was him, and his delivery I thought was really good, especially like his, you know, back and forth with like Eddie. It just seemed like a classic kind of thing. And even when he was like snuck up on Chester and he's like, hey, look at us. And I just thought that was like really fun. And I'm almost, well, I guess it's a no joy, but it's like I say, I'm almost a little sad that he didn't get that one-on-one with Barry. But I guess we had that last season. So, but I thought that was good for Kavanaugh as his ending. Obviously, you know, Barry being able to make it in time to watch Nora be born, support Iris, like you said, from the pilot, this little kind of life that he's been wanting, like the entire series with Iris, having a family, building that love circle that he lost at an early age when his mother died and his father was set up to be the murderer. So it feels like a great end to his character arc and where he started, you know, being kind of nervous, kind of shut, like the, you know, not really used to like superheroes and powers and how to be a superhero and how to have control and how to be this like confident kind of like person. And it feels like, you know, now at the end with him and Iris and, you know, their baby, feels like a lot of growth. So it definitely feels like he is leveled up. Yeah, I regretted it immediately as it came out of my mouth, but it does feel like to like a new version of him that would be believable, that he's like in 2049 going off planet now and saving other worlds and doing all of this kind of stuff. Jesse L. Martin, I think like a lot of the really nice beats in the end were things that they said the actors themselves changed. So Grant adapting his ending monologue a little bit to make sure that it mirrored the pilot.
Which I can't believe was something he had to do.
Right. Yeah. Jesse L. Martin writing Nora's lullaby and singing it to her. I'm glad that they did include him singing, because that just feels like a special thing to have in there. All like the West Allen moments over the course of the show to show the progression of their love story, and now having Nora was really nice. I do agree that, you know, at least having like Caitlin back, you had A. Wells and you had Caitlin. These are like reminiscence of season one. So it was a good way to kind of like tie back, even with Singh, having Singh be there in part of the final battle, calling back to season one a little bit and tying things around full circle. And I agree with, you know, the idea of passing on the legacy. So him like passing on to these four new candidates, which are really like cool callbacks for, or Easter eggs, I guess, for comic book fans about these different kinds of speedsters. How he knew about them or how he found them, I don't know. But just the simple fact that, you know, passing on the legacy for that part, I think it was really a really nice, hopeful way to end. I am jet lagged because I'm just gone. So I don't remember a lot else, and I think it's a good time to move on. What did not spark joy?
Well, I feel like I've just been, you know, a broken record at this point, but like this arc could have been something really interesting if there had been more time devoted to it. If we had really seen the change, like seen what would make Eddie become Cobalt Blue, what Eddie can do as Cobalt Blue. Like, why do they give him this suit? This actually looks kind of cool just for like half of a fight. And then he, you know, is going to overload. He's either going to overload on the power in like literally 20 minutes of having been Cobalt Blue or be talked down by Barry. Like, those are the two outcomes. The stakes could not be lower. Like, wow, I hope that we can keep this human being who died a decade ago alive as the Avatar of the Speed Force. So it's not even a life anyway, whatever. But okay. Aside from that, also the bringing back of all of the different villains just to be defeated in half an episode, in like, I know that everyone has leveled up since the time that we previously fought those villains, but it was just so easy that I'm like, not at all. Just like having a little bit rainbow speedster lightning was the only reason for it. So again, just kind of disappointing on that front. Even though I'm glad that Nora was born, Nora got to hold herself, got some cute style moments, I do feel like it was like annoying that Iris has to be just like giving birth during the episode or like the climactic showdown, so that most of the scenes are like Barry being like, really hope that I can make it back to the hospital in time to be with my wife, instead of actually having, you know, something like something where Iris could be actively a part of the finale. Like literally this whole show that would just be like, wouldn't it be nice if Iris interviewed the Flash or like whatever, you know, would have been cool to see that, something like that, you know, at the scene of the crime. But no, Iris even won her Pulitzer off screen. They were like, wow, she's nominated for Pulitzer. And then at the end of the episode, you won a Pulitzer. Yay. Anyway, so that was lame. I already said the Keown thing was just so lame. But like, why did Wells come talk to Keown? Like, Keown doesn't know Wells. Keown fighting Zoom, also meaningless. She doesn't know Zoom. Like, if we had had Caitlin, that would have had some meaning. So, I don't know. That was also very stupid. Why can Cecile fly? What was the point of that? She still doesn't see her husband and the child. Only the one, because Joni does not exist anymore in this
that
world.
That was confusing to me, because I was like, is this 2049 her? Because when did her present version get a suit anyway?
She probably stole it from the future. Who knows?
There you go.
Wild time.
Or Nora brought it back with her.
Yeah.
Allegra needs a suit, Chester needs to make her suit, and it's just, like, black leather, like...
Yeah, wow.
Thanks. Okay.
We went from, like, the Joseph's Technicolor Dream Post to black leather.
We went to the Arrow School of costuming.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, there's just a lot. It was just, like...
The fact that Cecile's costume is more thought out or creatively planned than Allegra, when it was Allegra's storyline of Chester making her suit, is just like,
Says a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, it was just like an aggressively mediocre finale that we just have to be grateful wasn't flat out terrible, because it very easily could have been. I'm just like, what else, like, specifically can I say that I did not like? Mark never justified his existence. I know at least he didn't take up any time in the finale, but, like, why was he ever there at all? I don't understand.
And why are his titties always out?
I mean, that's his only purpose and justification. So, I mean, hey, at least we got that. No Cisco mention. Absolute disrespect. No Wally mention. And was Wally really, we couldn't bring Wally back for two episodes? It could only be the one episode. He couldn't come back for one scene in the finale. He couldn't film one scene from the finale that one time that he came for the other episode. Like, just doesn't make any sense. Why are so many people not present?
They did it for Danielle back in when she was, like, mm-hmm. pregnant in season six. Yeah. Where they would shoot her scenes in advance. I was like, you could have done that.
Exactly.
Right. Like, that makes sense.
But no, they could not. So no Wally could not be present for the birth of his niece. Whatever.
That would have been nice to see him holding Nora instead of Nora holding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh well. I'm just like, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Just not very. Okay, right. And then I forgot to say, I like the idea of passing on the legacy. But aside from Avery Ho, we have not met these people. We don't know anything about them aside from what we know from the comics, of course. So, like, what was the reason that they got chosen? Even, like, what was the reason Avery even got chosen? Like, Barry doesn't know her. So that was, like, super random. I like the concept. I like the idea. But I did not feel a connection to that moment. Aside from being like, oh, those are people I would have liked to see instead of the really random ass storylines that we got in the final few seasons. Wouldn't that have been interesting? Overall, I just think that the downfall of the last few seasons of The Flash has been everything that Eric does, but specifically the pacing of, like, I'm going to do two graphic novels and then a bunch of random interludes, and they're not allowed to touch. They cannot connect. One cannot lead to the other. That is unacceptable and impossible for whatever reason.
And it's so funny because he's like, we didn't have time. I was like, sir, you had time. You wasted, like, four episodes doing nothing.
Like, I was like, did you need all of those episodes for the reasons that you used them? No. No, you did not. So, yes. May, would you like to take over?
Yes. I mean, I have many questions about the episode in general. I think besides, like, Barry and Iris' stuff, I just didn't care about anybody else. Like, why is Team Flash this, like, mediocre, less than mediocre version of Team Flash, taking down speedsters? Like, what the fuck was Cecile doing? I don't understand. The fact that she can fly now, I also don't understand, because we didn't see a progression of her powers. They just make no sense to me at all. I can't even believe the fact that she didn't read Joe's mind about what he was about to do at the end for the proposal. Shocking. like her taking down Godspeed with whatever she was doing with her hands did not spark joy. Allegra taking down Reverse Flash did not spark joy, because I feel like he's come back so many times, and yes, we've seen him go up against Barry so many times, but, you know, we could have had that again if you're going to bring him back. Like, the idea that he was there, and he's like, oh, you know, I'm going to beat you with wearing the face of your old mentor. I was like, I don't care about this. Chester and Allegra's long ass kiss was unnecessary because these two people do not know how to kiss each other. Do not know how to kiss each other at all. I don't know what goes
on. Kayla didn't know how to cry.
She didn't know how to cry.
Pissed me off that they took like a West.
Oh yes, they took Valentine. Yeah. Oh my god. Yes, you came back.
I feel like a lot of people are doing that in this episode.
He was gone for 4 minutes. It means nothing. The relationship means nothing. So taking lines that actually meant something to another couple because of their journey together and just copy pasting it for another couple is really stupid. It's not giving what it's meant to be giving. And I really hate that so much. Even like the lack of Iris in general, like, yes, I'm so happy that she gave birth to Nora and everything, but like, she was not active in this plot for the majority of it. She's been in like the hospital for the majority of like the arc, and it really sucks. Especially since like we did get like future Iris having that scene with Eddie, but it would also have been nice to have like something between them in the present too. Just because they have a history, and it would have been interesting to see, like, she did say the same thing of like, oh, let us help you. So she probably would have said the same thing, but still, like, we didn't get enough of her in general, which is always a complaint. I didn't even like Caitlin's return. I feel like because they introduced Keown so late in the Flash in general, and just like kind of bringing her up to speed this season and giving her powers and having her be a part of the final fight, and then kind of like giving Caitlin this final 2 second moment where she's like, I'm back. It's like, well, you haven't been here. And I just felt like it was really, I didn't like Caitlin. Again, I'm not even a fan of hers, but I felt like it was disrespectful to her. Like, why even bother bringing her back when you could have actually had her throughout the season having it some kind of arc or whatever? Like, what was the point? It's like, oh, well, Keon's gone, and that's the only reason Caitlin's back. That makes no sense. Like, she's supposed to be dead, and whatever. It was just a dumb resurrection to me, and I feel like they just brought her back just to bring her back, but it didn't actually mean anything. Like, I felt nothing with Caitlin being back, and because Cisco's not there either. Like, it would have been so emotional had, like, something had happened, because Cisco's always been like her best friend, basically. So it would have been more interesting had he been around and reacted to all this stuff, and then maybe her return would have meant something, but whatever. So just in general, I also feel like a broken record. Just like the pacing is just terrible. I feel like we could have had so much more with all of these speedsters, like seeing Cobalt Blue kind of like collecting them over the season. Bringing them together for a final showdown. Because even, like, Jay appearing, it was really nice to see Jay. I was like, how did he get here? As much as I did not like the Speed Force story in Season 7 that much, it would have made sense for them to also sort of be involved in the Negative Speed Force fight, because, like, what was the point of them otherwise?
Just, like, randomly, like, died? Or, like, what happened there?
I don't know. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's all... It doesn't make any sense. There's like a lot of holes when you look too closely, and I just feel like it's just a lot of wasted potential that the show has, basically. And even the fact that, like, the focus on Barry and Iris wasn't really a focus on Barry and Iris. Like, Barry and Iris barely got much this season in general, and this constant focus on the rest of the team and them leveling up, and it just doesn't feel good. Like, we're not connected to these characters at all. And, like, they're around, but they also don't really have, like, a decent story. So, like, what's the attachment there? And even, like, Chester becoming Chunk, I was like, I don't even know what that is, and I'm not going to give myself a headache trying to figure it out. I think, like, the finale did have strong moments. Strong emotional moments having to do with Barry and Iris specifically, but I feel like plot-wise, it was just very all over the place, and the fight scenes could have been better and, you know, really been more emotionally effective had we gotten more of that throughout the season instead of just kind of like keeping it to one 42-minute episode.
Yeah, I think that was a big no joy for me. If they waited until the last part of the last episode to bring back all of these really iconic villains from different parts of the series, and then have them, you know, because you only have 42 minutes to tell the story. So you bring them back and then eliminate them within the first 20 minutes of the episode. Like, what does that say about, like, their legacy of being these, you know, iconic villains in the show? The fact that Godspeed got defeated by Cecile, like, is so embarrassing, I think, for him. And even, like, Reverse Flash getting defeated by Allegra. Like, there's no, you know, history there. Like you said, with Zoom and Kion, if it had been Caitlyn, there would have been history there and something to kind of, like, pull from. You know, if we had Bart, if Jordan Fisher was available, I think he was connected to Godspeed, right? So there could have been more meaningful ways to do this instead of having, like, a team fight. But it's all of the extra characters, all the new characters that have been spent so much time on them to the point of neglecting Barry, Iris, driving away Cisco, Joe, that just makes it really kind of, like, bitter. And even, like, the villains can't escape from being, like, nerfed to prop up these other characters that no one asked for, no one cares about. I agree that the pacing is, like, ridiculous. And if he, like, I remember, like, Candace had an interview where she was like, man, I wish we had 22 episodes so I could get 22 episodes worth of money. But she didn't say in that, you know, it makes sense, 13 episodes, we can focus on, like, quality over quantity. But he didn't even do that.
Nope.
Did he do that? No. You have these, he had all season to make connections from season one all the way through season nine. He had all season to do that. And instead, he has all of these, like, filler episodes and, you know, the Red Death story, which could have been, like, a cool story. But how did that connect, really, to anything else in the season? It wasn't done with any kind of, like, sense of, like, urgency. All the nostalgia that Eric Wallace has, like, put into the show is just hollow. Because you're trying to take all of these, like, cool moments, but you've taken out over the course of the years everything that made that season, you know, the season that people really wanted to watch the show and start The Flash. I was going to say something else and it just kind of, like, left my mind, but I do agree. Like, I think it was a good thing to end with Caitlyn, but I agree that it was stupid the way that they did it. And just stupid in general of having Kion there, because, again, what was the point? Wells, even the timeless Wells, was a stretch, because if you could time travel all this time, we could have used your help, like, a couple episodes ago. I'm just saying. So yeah, that was watching, because that, you know, I was in Japan, and so I didn't get to watch the finale live with everybody, and so I'm also, like, a day ahead, so it was, like, Friday, and I was gonna watch the episode before I go to work, and so I got to the fight scene. It was so bad that I was like, you know what, I'm gonna pause. I'm gonna come back, I'm gonna circle back afterwards, which is really kind of, like, weird feeling. It's the final episode of the show. There should be something that's more emotionally connecting. There's, like, the facts, I think, that the end of the Eddie versus Barry thing was Barry being like, stay the Avatar, but don't kill me. And Eddie being like, okay. the switch back and forth, because his motivations didn't make any sense. Was it the negative speed force consuming him? And I feel like that's what they were trying to do. And the overuse of, like, the flashbacks, like, you've seen the same Eddie and Iris montage for, like, two episodes or three episodes in a row. Like, we get it. The fact, you know, overuse of flashbacks, the fact that his motivations to me didn't always make sense. He would be, like, really super Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde about whether he wanted to be a good guy or a bad guy. And I feel like if they had taken the time to really go through his shock and thought process of being brought back to life and being displaced and, you know, building. And even if they had not stuck so hard to him being like vanilla good guy in season one, like if there had been some shadows of gray that we could have pulled from, I felt like he would have been a more compelling Cobalt Blue, but it was just kind of like lame, to be honest. But what did the people have to say?
The people have many thoughts. Beginning with Swar, he says, "Hello, ladies. Well, here we are. Honestly, after the end of these 10 years of watching The Flash and having just watched the finale, I feel a mix of joyful relief and flatness. I'm very happy we got to see Iris and Barry have their happy ending with the birth of Nora, but the rest, sigh. Too much potential was squandered for an unnecessary checklist for all these various characters who were haphazardly handled throughout the show's run. I don't care about Cecile or Joe's proposal to her. Way to steal your daughter's thunder, by the way. Oh, and also, no matter what Joe gaslights himself and Cecile into saying, she's still a terrible mom. I don't care about Keona and the return of Caitlin, both of whom took away too much time from Iris, who should have been more had more resonant scenes reflecting on her and Barry's journey. With all respect to the wonderful Brandon McKnight, I don't care about Chester apparently having black hole powers. Even Eddie's redemption felt unearned, and I hate saying that because I was previously intrigued. The cameos and the fight scenes were kind of fun, I guess. And of course, I loved seeing grown-up Nora hold baby Nora. But on the whole, I just feel deflated because this used to be a show I loved so much, and I made so many great friends like y'all through it that I will always cherish. It just really sucks that the thing that brought us together is ending on such a mediocre note, minus the always lovely West Allen moments. But our leading lady, Candace Patton, did a stellar job throughout, and now she's free! Caps. please make an A24 film, Candace. I can't wait to see what she does next, and I'm sure it'll be fantastic. I'm glad The Flash gave her a great showcase of her talent, at least when she was allowed to display it, hoping for the tell-all from her one day. So I guess that's it for the Arrowverse. What a time it was with so many highs and lows. I can't wait to hear what y'all do next, and I'm sure it'll be just as fantastic as every one of y'all are. Thanks so much for always watching and recapping these shows, even when we don't want to watch. Thank you, Swara, so much."
Oh, I was going to say, I remember the only fight that I thought was remotely like interesting or cool, even though it lasted all 2 seconds, was Nora versus Savitar. Because there was like connection, because he was just like, your mother escaped her fate, but you won't. But then she reversed it on him.
And yes, love it, that. Yeah,
that was good. And there's
I did like that. Yeah, I like that.
It could have lasted longer. And then it seemed like she just didn't move. I don't know if all these fights happened at the same time, but she killed him and then just stayed there. I'm like, okay.
Like, my job here is done.
My job here is done.
Next up, we have Anita. She's like, "Oh, ladies, have you recovered from the gentle close of the Arrowverse yet? All the early reviews were right about the finale for The Flash, which was also the finale for this inadequately told four-part Cobalt Blue origin story. There was confusion about who the leads were, who the hero needed to be, and why Barry still needed so many helping meta-hands to be the hero. And yet it still had time to give deserving audiences the emotional moments that helped define the show almost as much as the frustrating one. For me, there was also confusion about how Cobalt Blue would continue to exist if he destroyed the crystal interface. I guess if the negative speed force exists, then so will Eddie, but at least people digging are for contrived reasons to hate Eddie Thawne and eviscerate him for confirming Iris's non-virginity when she got together with Barry finally got their reason. More on that later. I love how they ended the show. Barry got his much sought after peace and familial happiness. Joan and Jay stood in as Henry and Nora to introduce the baby, and Barry paid it forward by choosing three new heroes to help carry the burden of it all. And I love how it was a joint decision between him and Iris that the penultimate scene was them at the loft, not in Star Labs. I do think the show needed more speeches than Jay and Nora. The negative speed force has consistently gone after Barry and Iris' family line, and in this fight there was no reason for Wally and Impulse to sit it out. Should have made the schedules work. As for Eddie, truthfully, he never bothered me. He could be a lot dense about where Iris' heart was during the relationship, but he was otherwise harmless. When he knew he was at the end of the line in season one, he gave up his life to protect Iris and everyone else. He should have been left alone to rest in peace, instead of being forcefully resurrected, goaded into jealousy, and possessed to do things that his mortal nature would never do. And no matter how much Chilegra get 360-degree kisses or West Allen lines, they'll never be as good as Barry and Iris. They should have been good in their own way. There are secondary couples that are quite charming on their own, but somehow they never found that sweet spot. Keone is telling Barry to believe in the impossible. No, that's Iris's line. After everything West Island has been through, I have never liked Caitlin because Caitlin has never liked Iris and she never concealed it. And here's why I wasn't happy to see Caitlin return way, way back in season 3 in Untouchable. She was wrestling with not turning into Killer Frost. While Iris was writhing in agony on the hospital bed in front of her, she actually said she couldn't help her even if she wanted to. Excuse me, doctor, refusing to help because Iris was a bad bitch and she was a basic one. The writers always had the most smoke for Iris, but as much as they poked fun at Caitlin and took things away from her, they let her be the audience's care and insert way too many times. Over the years, it was insulting that she kept getting different powers and new lives until, oh look, Keon gets to be a goddess. Isn't it weird how Savitar slash Time Remnant Flash was the one to impale Nora? No doubt Eric was gleefully reliving Savitar's attempt on Iris's life with that one. We didn't need the seal comparing her birth to Iris's because she always forgets that the West Islands are great because they are a team. She ditched her teammate for skin-hugging leather and to low-key hit on Barry. And we didn't need to see Joe propose to the woman who cannot seem to hang on to her kids. Where was Jenna in the broad daylight during her niece's sip and see? oh wait, Cecile scheduled it during school hours. This is the shady non-mothering bitch that Joe wants to marry. The looks between Iris and Barry was me. I cannot watch anything else that Eric Wallace will ever produce, run, write, or direct, and as a matter of fact, after the WGA strike is over, I'll need a clause that excludes Eric from any new union benefits. Damn. Ladies, it's been a pleasure. I'll still tune in for your takes on other fantasy universes, but following Black Lightning and The Flash and Naomi with you was an era for women and women of color in sci-fi that can be matched. Unless you're planning to follow any N.K. Jemisin TV makes. Oh, interesting. But she says, so sorry, I forgot to mention my nomination for Ladies of Gumption. It's either Iris West Allen for collecting her Pulitzer off screen and staying focused on giving birth while her husband ran around the Speed Forces trying to hold the timelines together, or Nora for vibrating her body around the knife that Savitar tried to deja vu her with. Nora's move reminded me of Arya Stark killing the Night King a bit. That calm under pressure must come. It's beautiful. Thank you so much, Anita. And remember, all of these will be posted on Tumblr. And then we have Paulina. Hi all, I'm back with feedback for the finale of Virtue, Chegra, and Nonsensical Nature Healing Thing slash Person, featuring man who doesn't wear a shirt but ain't sexy while doing it. It's been almost 2 years since I sent in feedback. I sort of gave up on wanting to talk about The Flash at some point in season 7, and by season 8 the show was mainly background noise for me. Your podcast remained a highlight, though, in these final seasons of hashtag It's a Flash Show with barely any Flash mythos. But I digress. Back to the finale. I'm just going to come out and say that this was not even a finale where there was even the slightest bang to go out on. Former Deadman Eddie Thawne has been corrupted into why the hell are you miming with a stuffed toy rabbit? He resurrects some other villains. You get Velocity X addict who never attended Narcotics Anonymous. You've got Harvey Dent now in the red light suit up. You've got some guy who once wanted Bart Allen's speed. At least he's sexy, I guess. And you've got Tom Cavanaugh in some eyeliner. It's going to be a good time. Oh, wait, but it's not. after some anything you can do, I can do better shtick. The villains unite, but the heroes are here to save the day. We have team leader, superhero extraordinaire, by night, defense attorney at no point during the week. Our main hero, Cecile Horton. She's now called the Virtue. She can also fly, because after spending a few years in the body of her 75-year-old self, she suddenly mastered the art of empath flying. Who is the fake god of speed to an empath who can fly? Next up is Nature Healing Goddess Person, because it's totally not lazy writing to chalk someone's incoherent abilities to them not just being an avatar but a goddess, even though goddess in this context is never defined. But hey, this show has goddesses now. She and her sidekick, on and off again, boy toy. Dumbass who doesn't wear a shirt, take out the Velocity X addict. Moral of the story, don't do drugs. Tom Cav in eyeliner kills Chester for 5 seconds. Allegra does the impossible and defeats Barry's greatest arch nemesis. The Reverse Flash, she and Chester reunite and steal a West Island line while they're at it. Why be original when you can play dry as a gold standard? Hashtag Chegra, hashtag the paper standard. Nora, for some reason, is still the absolute worst about breaking time travel rules, and she's encouraged by Grandma Virtue, who tells her to stop by and help them fend off some former foes. She doesn't invite her brother because this is the Nora-only event. She's about to be born, and we apparently can't have Bart infringing on that. Also, Bart's busy with files. Bart actually giving forgotten child vibes this season. Poor kid.
It's the new Joni.
I know. Nora defeats Savitar because why not? Avenge your mama, Nora. Some dude named Barry Allen pep talks Eddie Thawne back to death. Sad way to go out. In the Barry versus Eddie Iris Iris's mind fight, what's apparent is that both the positive Speed Force and negative Speed Force are obsessively in love with Iris. She's the it girl, even when she's not on screen and has been alone in labor for like 24 hours. Barry and Iris hold a welcoming party for the baby Nora. It's like the rehearsal dinner for the wedding, only this time they're bringing home their baby. Iris does not have a central focus. Check. Joe makes a speech and makes it about himself and Cecile. Check. Someone proposes like a self-absorbed idiot. Check. At least Barry and Iris were not pleased by this or go their expressions. Joe really believed in parental marriage blessings, and a man asked for his permission to marry his daughter, some Regency-era duke, but he has been shacked up with his baby mama all this time? Yeah, all right. If I were Barry and Iris, I'd yell at that man later on in private once he's sobered up. Then again, I also wouldn't have ever spoken to Oliver and Felicity ever again. Then there's the final scene, where some dude named Barry is telling his daughter a story. How gracious of Danny Nicola and Eric Wallace to allow some side character to narrate the final scene and spend time with his daughter and wife. You get a lazy blink and you miss the intro of Avery Ho, Max Mercury, and Jess Chambers. Nice, but also, I don't know what, in order to break the cycle of violence, we must share our extraordinary gift with others, even means or how that correlates. The end. I look forward to your take on the ending of this 9-season-long show. Kind of crazy to see it end finally, and I'll definitely miss West Allen dearly, but can't say that I'm all that sad to see this show go. It's become such a disaster in these last couple of episodes. Also looking forward to your Love Boat episode on West Allen, where I might provide more insightful feedback than this. Looking forward to the podcast. Thank you so much, Paulina. And yes, we will do our Love Boat episode soon. And the last is KJ. Hello, one and all in one. This email is about the Flash finale, and as a fair warning, with the end of the Flash, so must my email feedback to this podcast. Thanks for the indulgence, I suppose. The Flash finale has come and gone. I personally, like you three, I'm presuming, found it very whelming. The episode has been building towards the final battle with the show's speedster, Big Bads, and Eddie for three episodes, and it all feels very rushed. We should have been building towards Eddie being Cobalt Blue for more episodes, maybe even an entire season, but at least 6 and 7 in my opinion. My head is still spinning from how fast the battle finished. I get that they needed to have the moments with the characters to end the show instead of the battle, but that's why they should have given the story more time. I did like Iris getting a Pulitzer in the most throwaway line I've heard, Joe's song, Barry gifting other famous speedsters their powers, and the trippiness of Nora cradling her baby self. It was nice for the Caitlyn fans for her to be revealed as alive still, I assume so at least, as I am not one of said fans. I wish the finale had appearances from Bart, Wally, Linda somehow, Camilla, and of course Cisco, and with that, I bid you adieu. Also, I'm just kidding about it being my last email. You can't get rid of me that fast. Thanks so much, KJ. Thank you all.
We're glad to hear you back. Marvelous feedback.
And that is the end.
Woohoo! So, shall we give our Lady with Gumption?
Lady with Gumption?
Yeah.
Of this...
Should we do the series or the episode?
Because I was going to say like episode, season, series.
It's always going to be Iris.
For the series of the whole, yes, I think it's Iris, for sure.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes. For the whole series, definitely Iris. For this episode, if we can't say Iris, even though she did push a baby out, and also...
And under stress.
Yes, exactly. Under stress. Who else would it be if not her? I mean... Nora for the thing, but Nora didn't, like, oh, you know what? Nora had plenty of gumption for vibrating out of Savitar's stab and also holding her own baby self with no regard whatsoever to the timeline or to the rules. So there you go.
Does her doing, like, defeating Savitar, is that, even though we would never give it to them, more impressive than, like, Cecile or Allegra defeating
Godspeed
Reverse Flash?
I mean, there was no emotional weight to the other defeats.
Yeah.
That's why. Like, the only reason why Nora's would matter is because he was like, haha, I did this to your mom once. Or whatever.
Yeah. So that kind of happened.
And then Keona's just there.
Yeah.
Yes. Bless her heart.
All right. So, Iris for the series, and Nora for the episode, the season.
Woohoo!
Thank you for walking with us on this journey. We kind of, like, started this podcast, one SDCC, because, you know, you're tired of not having more diverse voices, especially in, like, the Arrowverse podcast world and reviewing. There's just, like, a lot of hypocrisy and the way that like fanboys were typically talking not just about women in the series, but the way that they kind of viewed comics only from a certain lens. So this podcast was kind of to introduce a different perspective, specifically for ladies who have gumption in the Arrowverse, and you know, particularly for with regards to the Flash, for Iris, and giving her fans like a voice to, or in a safe space to be able to kind of like talk about the show without getting shit on for illogical reasons. So however you found us, thank you for joining with us and staying with us and talking shit with us. Do you think you guys have other last words to say as we close the Flash podcast?
I mean, it's really been a journey. And I mean, I guess like the most thing that I'm grateful for, other than our listeners, is just like meeting you both, because this show kind of brought us together. And without it, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have this podcast. So like the Flash did that. And I'll always be grateful for that, because it's been a wild ride.
I wouldn't have the job I currently have if not for the Flash. So there you go.
Yeah, Flash was the first TV show I ever reviewed, I think. So I guess, I mean, I had a movie job, but like, I wouldn't review TV if it wasn't for the Flash, for sure. So I feel like, you know, it's given us a lot too, even though, you know, we're relieved it's over, but we made a lot of friends along the way.
Exactly. The Speed Force was the friends we made along the way.
Yeah. That lightning touched all of us that day.
Exactly.
All right. Well, if you want to reminisce, you know where to find us. You can find us on Twitter at DCTVGumption, or you can send us emails just to chat. Say, hey, how you doing? DCTVGumption@gmail.com, or send us Ask on Tumblr. I've been really, really busy, but we'll try to answer a lot of those and post all the feedback that we've had for the past couple of weeks on to our Tumblr, ladieswgumption.tumblr.com. You know, you can always come and see what we're doing on Patreon with, you know, additional content on like new movies and shows that are not Arrowverse related. But if you just perhaps want
Queen Charlotte.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And our Love Boat episode, we're still going to do that.
The what?
The Love Boat episode.
Yes, yes.
And I'm sure we'll talk about the Flash movie when it comes out.
Yes. Of course. So there's still more to come. If you want to check out our Patreon, it's www.patreon.com/DCTVGumption. And we will see you guys next time.
Bye.